Just want to warn everybody that it is possible for you to lose your soul right here in church. It happened at the 7 a.m. Mass after I gave a man communion right here. I saw him and I heard him lose his soul. The sole of his shoe fell off. Clop, clop, clop. It was funny. Some of our Vilplatians went to Costa Rica during the Thanksgiving holidays for a mission trip with the Family Missions Company. And there's a lot of stories that come from this beautiful mission group. And Joanne Garcia tells us of one touched by grace in the Philippines. They were having a youth group there, and there were certain boys that were very faithful to the youth group. One was named John Ray, and then two others. But they didn't go to Sunday Mass. They'd rather go drinking and to the discos. And so they were surprisingly selected for an all-paid trip, mission trip to another Philippine island. And they protested, saying, look, we're not the right ones. And the missionaries felt like they saw some potential in them to be saints. And so they said, but you really need to start going to church now, because we're going to do it every day on the mission trip, and you need to at least go on Sundays now. Well, they ended up breaking that, and John Ray was the one that got the other two to not go to Mass with him. And so the other two confessed, but he continued to just deny it. And so they debated whether to take them on the trip or not. And they relented and said, okay, God came to save sinners, so we're going to give them a chance. So they came on the trip, and they were just going to keep John Ray doing the meals and things, keep him in the kitchen and not let him do any of the community work out in the streets. But on the second day, John Ray broke, and the grace of the Lord touched his heart in a very powerful way, and he became the star evangelizer in the streets as they allowed him to do that. They said, yes, you can do it, and you're in the right frame of mind and heart. And at the end of the trip, he said, I want to become a true disciple. I want to be holy. I want to be a saint. So the grace and the power of God, we should never underestimate, especially on these special occasions. When you get people out of their regular atmosphere, it can be a powerful thing. And so John Ray came home to the Lord, and we all want to stay home. Wherever God is, there's the home, and wherever the home is, there is God. But Michael Brown says, how do you know when the demons are around? Because they don't like us to be home with the Lord. And he used the letter T on a bunch of words. Temptation to the capital sins. They trick us by their lies. They trap us and snare us and bind us, trying to make us think that it's hopeless, but it's never, never hopeless. There's always a way out. They taunt us with thoughts of discouragement, of our looks, our intelligence, our friends or lack thereof, or what people say about us, or they torment us into obsession. They trigger emotions and actions. They torture us if we let them. And so he said, don't let them. Rebuke them, number one. And number two, also cut out these bad thoughts, evil thoughts that come to us. They're like a stream of consciousness that are in front of our eyes always. And we have a choice whether we jump in, we're on the bank, as it were. And there's that stream of consciousness coming in front of us, our imagination. And it's like, do we jump into that thought or do we just let it pass on by? That's what we do when it's bad. Sunbathe, rather than take a little sunbath in the Son of God during those times when the bad thoughts are passing by. Let them go and they won't hurt you. But the good thoughts, jump into them, enjoy that. And we can help lessen the power of the evil ones. We do have extra confessions this Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8 p.m. here. And then I think there'll be some probably confessions heard also at Queen Parish with Christopher West talk, which this will have a few openings for that if you would like to go on Wednesday night. So the coming home theme is certainly part of our scripture readings today, a whole new exodus out of slavery. As Baruch talks to the exiles and saying, yes, your enemies took you away weeping, but you will come back rejoicing. God will bring you back. He will bring you back home. And we get the answer immediately in the Psalm 126 when it said, when the Lord brought back the captives of Zion we were like men rejoicing, and so much joy. John the Baptist is in the desert, so that should make us think about the Exodus automatically, and he's proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, preparing a way for the Lord to come into our hearts, more spiritually than physically, through the repentance of our sins so that we are a clean heart for the Lord. St. Paul talked about the fruit of righteousness, and John Bergsma said about Advent that we should make it fill us with the fruit of righteousness and not just with fruitcakes and fruit punch. And that our Advent should be a prayerful one in which we're more focused on decking our souls with virtues than on decking our halls with holly. So we definitely want to put the spiritual things first above the physical. Speaking of home, today is the anniversary of the consecration of this church in 1937. So we're celebrating 87 years of being in this church, our home. And Bishop Jamard consecrated it. Monsignor Bourgeois, I'm using his chalice today, was the pastor who built it. And Pope Pius XI was the pope at the time. And so it's good to be home and celebrate that, as they were doing this morning and yesterday at Notre Dame Basilica in Paris. They've been waiting 5 years since the fire for the reopening of the church. And it's glorious. You can check out the pictures of it. And at the opening ceremony, my sister Claire was watching it on television, and she saw her classmate from Grand Coteau, Academy of the Sacred Heart. She's an actress, Salma Hayek Pinault, and her husband there, a Frenchman. So, but what a beautiful homecoming that it is, and really for the whole world. Everybody knows about Notre Dame Basilica in Paris. So we need to slow down during this Advent season in preparation for Christmas in order to focus on the spiritual things. And I'll close with this particular story. It was about a man who punished his 3-year-old daughter for wasting a whole roll of gold wrapping paper. She had messed up, and then she did it again and kept messing up. And so you used the whole roll just trying to wrap one gift. And nevertheless, the little girl brought the gift to her father the next morning and said, "This is for you, Daddy." So he was embarrassed by his earlier overreaction, but when he opened up the present, there was nothing inside. So he got mad again. He said, "Don't you know when you give a gift, there's supposed to be something inside?" And she said, "Oh, Daddy, it's not empty. I blew kisses into the box just for you." Well, the father was crushed. And he put his arms around his little girl and he begged for her forgiveness. And it's told that the man kept the gold box by his bed for years. And whenever he was discouraged, he would open it up and take out an imaginary kiss and remember the love of the child who had put it there. In a very real sense, we all have a gold-wrapped box from family and friends, but most importantly from God himself. And we should keep it close to us and never be discouraged by anything around us or in us, in our imagination or anything, that God loves us and he is with us always. And that's what Advent is all about. Amen.